Chapter 7 Chinese Cuisine.
In this unit, you will practice giving information about Chinese cuisine. Review gerunds and infinitives, the time expressions by and ago, and the formation and use of the passive. Learn about a suffix used to make adjectives from verbs, noun verb stress shift, and a suffix used to make nouns from verbs. Expand your vocabulary in the areas of food ingredients, cooking methods, and drinks.
Part 1. Pre-listening exercises. Exercise 1B. Food. Fresh. Dishes. Wheat. Noodles. Rice. Ingredients. Flavor. Soup. Sugar, juices, sauces, appeals, senses, sight, smell, taste, banquet, expect, serve, cleaver, typical. Exercise 2B.
Meat, vegetables, seafood, hot, spicy, salty. Sweet, sour, juicy, dry, chewy, soft, clear, milk white, texture, sticky, crisp, balanced.
Comprehension exercises. Exercise 3B. I'd like to try some traditional Chinese food. Could you tell me about eating in China?
Chinese people want their food to be very fresh, so the local dishes are different in each region. For example, most people think of rice when they think of Chinese food, but in the north, people grow wheat, and they eat noodles instead of rice. When talking about Chinese cuisine, we usually mention four schools of local cuisine, namely Sichuan, Guangdong, Shandong, and Jiangsu Zhejiang cuisines. Sichuan cuisine is known for its hot dishes. Seasonings are very important. Guangdong cuisine is famous for its wide assortment of ingredients. Its light flavor, freshness, and tender or crisp texture. Shandong cuisine is known for its clear or milk-white soups and for its seafood. It is the basic cooking style of the north and the northeast of China. Shandong inhabitants prefer their food salty and emphasize juices and sauces. The chefs of Jiangsu Zhejiang are famous for their skills in handling the cleaver. They use sugar, and they flavor light coloring and flavor. For us, good food must appeal to our senses of sight, smell, and taste. We also like our meals to be balanced.
What does that mean?
Well, at a typical Chinese banquet, we expect to serve some meat, some vegetables, and some seafood. The food will be of different colors, for example, dark or light food, or green vegetables. The dishes will have different tastes, hot and spicy, salty, sweet or sour, and different textures. Sticky or crisp, juicy or dry, chewy or soft. We enjoy eating food with different tastes and textures.
Pronunciation exercises. Exercise 4B.
Very fresh. Noodles instead of rice. Local cuisines, known for its hot dishes. Its wide assortment of ingredients. Skills in handling the cleaver. Our senses of sight, smell, and taste. A typical Chinese banquet. meat, vegetables, and seafood. Different colors. Different tastes and textures. Hot and spicy. Sticky or crisp. Juicy or dry.
Exercise 5B. Chinese people want their food to be very fresh. In the north, people eat noodles instead of rice. We usually mention four local cuisines. Sichuan cuisine is known for its hot dishes. Guangdong cuisine is famous for its wide assortment of ingredients. Shandong inhabitants prefer their food salty. Jiangsu Suzhong chefs are famous for their skills in handling the cleaver. Good food appeals to our senses of sight, smell, and taste. We like our meals to be balanced. The food will be of different colors. The dishes will have different tastes and textures. Consolidation exercises. Exercise 6. I'd like to try some traditional Chinese food. Could you tell me about eating in China?
Chinese people want their food to be very fresh, so the local dishes are different in each region. For example, most people think of rice when they think of Chinese food. But in the north, people grow wheat, and they eat noodles instead of rice. When talking about Chinese cuisine, we usually mention four schools of local cuisine, namely Sichuan, Guangdong, Shandong, and Jiangsu Zhejiang cuisines. Sichuan cuisine is known for its hot dishes. Seasonings are very important. Guangdong cuisine is famous for its wide assortment of ingredients, its light flavor, freshness, and tender or crisp texture. Shandong cuisine is known for its clear or milk-white soups and for its seafood. It is the basic cooking style of the north and the northeast of China. Shandong inhabitants prefer their food salty and emphasize juices and sauces. The chefs of Jiangsu Zhejiang are famous for their skills in handling the cleaver. They use sugar and they favor light coloring and flavor. For us, good food must appeal to our senses of sight, smell, and taste. We also like our meals to be balanced.
What does that mean?
Well, at a typical Chinese banquet, we expect to serve some meat, some vegetables, and some seafood. The food will be of different colors, for example, dark or light food, or green vegetables. The dishes will have different tastes, hot and spicy, salty, sweet or sour, and different textures, sticky or crisp, juicy or dry, chewy or soft. We enjoy eating food with different tastes and textures.
Exercise 7B.
1. Chinese people like their food to be fresh. 2. In the north, people grow wheat and eat noodles. 3. Chinese cuisine has four important local cuisines. 4. Guangdong cuisine is famous for its freshness. 5. Soups and seafood are important in Shandong cuisine. 6. Shandong inhabitants like salty food. 7. Sichuan food is hot and spicy. 8. At banquets, we usually serve meat, vegetables, and seafood. 9. The dishes have different colors and tastes. 10. We enjoy eating food with different textures.
Expansion exercises. Vocabulary development. Exercise 8B. Bamboo shoots. Bean sprouts. Beans. Cabbage. Carrots. Celery. Green pepper. Lettuce. Mushrooms. Onion. Peas. Radishes, sweet corn, tomato, coconut. jackfruit, lychee, watermelon, word building. Exercise 9B.
Enjoy, enjoyable, accept, acceptable, adjust, adjustable, drink, drinkable, favor, favorable, forget, forgettable, like, likable, pay, payable, rely, reliable, understand, understandable, very, variable.
Part 2. Pre-listening exercises. Exercise 1B. Drink. Tea. Leaves. Processed. Withered. Cut. Oxidized. Semi-black. Rolled. Picked. Stir-roasted. Air-dried. Ago. Export. Export. Since. Everyone. Origin. Exercise 2B.
Discovered. Alcohol. Written. Document. Explain. Wine. Fermenting. Grain. Archaeologist. Container. Alcoholic. Liquor.
Comprehension exercises. Exercise 3B. What about drinks?
Chinese people drink a lot of tea. We have grown tea for more than 5,000 years. There are several different kinds of Chinese tea. It depends on how the leaves are processed. Black tea is made from leaves that have been withered, rolled, or cut, and then oxidized. For semi-black tea, or oolong, the leaves are withered, oxidized for a short time, then roasted and rolled. Green tea leaves are stir-roasted, rolled, but not oxidized. White tea is very expensive. It is made of leaves grown on high-altitude mountains. These leaves are carefully picked by hand and air-dried. They are neither fermented nor rolled. About 1,000 years ago, China began to export tea. By the 6th century, the Japanese began to drink tea, but people in Europe and America didn't drink tea until the 17th and 18th centuries. Since that time, tea has become very popular, so it's still an important export for us. The Chinese character "ca" is the origin of the word tea in English and in many other languages. The Chinese also discovered alcohol. We have 4,000-year-old written documents explaining how to make wine by fermenting grains. In the 1970s, archaeologists found two containers from before 200 BC. In the containers was an alcoholic drink made from wheat. It's probably the oldest liquor anyone has ever found.
Pronunciation exercises. Exercise 4B.
A lot of tea. For more than 5,000 years. Different kinds of Chinese tea. How the leaves are processed. Withered, rolled, or cut, and then oxidized. Roasted and rolled. Picked by hand. Neither fermented nor rolled. Since that time. Very popular. An important export. The origin of the word for tea in many languages. 4,000-year-old documents. How to make wine by fermenting grains. From before 200 BC, an alcoholic drink made from wheat, the oldest liquor ever found.
Exercise 5B. We drink a lot of tea. There are several kinds of Chinese tea. Black tea leaves have been withered, rolled or cut, and then oxidized. Green tea leaves are stir-roasted, rolled, but not oxidized. White tea is picked by hand. People in Europe didn't drink tea until the 17th century. Tea has become very popular since the 18th century. The Chinese character cha is the origin of tea. Tea is an important export for us. Archaeologists found containers from before 200 BC. In the containers was an alcoholic drink. It's the oldest liquor ever found. Consolidation exercises. Exercise 6. What about drinks?
Chinese people drink a lot of tea. We have grown tea for more than 5,000 years. There are several different kinds of Chinese tea. It depends on how the leaves are processed. Black tea is made from leaves that have been withered, rolled, or cut, and then oxidized. For semi-black tea, or oolong, the leaves are withered, oxidized for a short time, then roasted and rolled. Green tea leaves are stir-roasted, rolled, but not oxidized. White tea is very expensive. It is made of leaves grown on high-altitude mountains. These leaves are carefully picked by hand and air-dried. They are neither fermented nor rolled. About 1,000 years ago, China began to export tea. By the 6th century, the Japanese began to drink tea, but people in Europe and America didn't drink tea until the 17th and 18th centuries. Since that time, tea has become very popular, so it's still an important export for us. The Chinese character "sa" is the origin of the word tea in English and in many other languages. The Chinese also discovered alcohol. We have 4,000-year-old written documents explaining how to make wine by fermenting grains. In the 1970s, archaeologists found two containers from before 200 BC. In the containers was an alcoholic drink made from wheat. It's probably the oldest liquor anyone has ever found.
Exercise 7B.
1. Chinese people drink a lot of tea. 2. Black tea leaves have been dried, cut, and oxidized. 3. Green tea leaves are steamed and rolled. 4. White tea is expensive. 5. Tea has become popular since the 18th century. 6. Archaeologists found containers from before 200 BC. 7. In the containers was an alcoholic drink. 8. It's the oldest liquor ever found.
Expansion exercises. Vocabulary development. Exercise 8B. Champagne. Wine. Rice wine. Beer. Whiskey. Rice whiskey. Rum. Gin. Cocktail. Coffee. Juice. Soda. Soft drink. Mineral water. Bottled water. Spirits. Word building. Exercise 9B.
Conduct. Conduct. Import. Import. Permit. Permit. Progress. Progress. Protest. Protest. Record. Record. Transport. Transport.
Part 3. pre-listening exercises. Exercise 1, B. Duck. Recipe. Skin. Covered. Mixture. Oil. Sauce. Molasses. Roasted. Looks. Bright. Paint. Specialize. Chef. Part. Delicious. Exercise 2, B.
Cake. Baked. Shape. Full moon. Autumn. Festival. Sweet. Crust. Filling. Savory. Ham. Sausage. Fruit. Nuts. Flavored. Rose petals. Natural. Essences.
Comprehension exercises. Exercise 3, B. My guidebook mentions Peking duck and mooncake. What are they?
Peking duck is a famous Chinese dish. The recipe is 1,500 years old. The skin of the duck is covered with a mixture of oil, sauce, and molasses. Then the duck is dried and roasted. It looks as though it's covered with bright red paint. Some restaurants specialize in duck dishes. A good chef at a duck restaurant can make over 80 dishes, all from different parts of the duck. Mooncake is a cake baked in the shape of a full moon. We eat it for the Mid-Autumn Festival. The cake has a sweet crust and a filling. The filling can be sweet or savory, and can contain ham, sausage, fruit, or nuts. The filling is flavored with rose petals or other natural essences. Each region has its own recipe, but everyone agrees that the most delicious mooncakes are from the provinces of Jiangsu, Guangdong, and Beijing.
Pronunciation exercises. Exercise 4, B.
Peking duck. Mooncake. A mixture of oil, sauce, and molasses. Dried and roasted. Covered with. Bright red paint. Specialize in. Duck dishes. A good chef. A duck restaurant. Over 80 dishes from different parts of the duck, baked in the shape of a full moon, the Mid-Autumn Festival, sweet crust and a filling, sweet or savory, ham, sausage, fruit, or nuts, flavored with rose petals, other natural essences, its own recipe, the most delicious mooncakes.
Exercise 5, B. 1. The duck is covered with oil, sauce, and molasses. 2. Then it's dried and roasted. 3. It looks as though it's covered with bright red paint. 4. Some restaurants specialize in duck dishes. 5. A good chef can make over 80 duck dishes. 6. Mooncake is baked in the shape of a full moon. 7. We eat it for the Mid-Autumn Festival. 8. The filling can be sweet or savory. 9. It can contain ham, sausage, fruit, or nuts. 10. It's flavored with rose petals and other natural essences. 11. Each region has its own recipe. Consolidation exercises. Exercise 6. My guidebook mentions Peking duck and mooncake. What are they?
Peking duck is a famous Chinese dish. The recipe is 1,500 years old. The skin of the duck is covered with a mixture of oil, sauce, and molasses. Then the duck is dried and roasted. It looks as though it's covered with bright red paint. Some restaurants specialize in duck dishes. A good chef at a duck restaurant can make over 80 dishes, all from different parts of the duck. Mooncake is a cake baked in the shape of a full moon. We eat it for the Mid-Autumn Festival. The cake has a sweet crust and a filling. The filling can be sweet or savory and can contain ham, sausage, fruit, or nuts. The filling is flavored with rose petals or other natural essences. Each region has its own recipe, but everyone agrees that the most delicious mooncakes are from the provinces of Jiangsu, Guangdong, and Beijing.
Exercise 7B.
1. The recipe for Peking duck is 1,500 years old. 2. The duck is covered with sauce. 3. Then it's dried and roasted. 4. Some restaurants specialize in duck dishes. 5. Mooncake is baked in the shape of the moon. 6. The filling can contain ham or fruit. 7. It's flavored with natural essences. 8. Jiangsu, Guangdong, and Beijing have the most delicious mooncakes.
Expansion exercises. Vocabulary development. Exercise 8B. Barbecue. Boil. Braise. Broil. Fry. Grill. Poach. Sauté. Stew. Steam. Word building. Exercise 9B.
Authorize. Authorization. Civilize. Civilization. Colonize. Colonization. Familiarize. Familiarization. Memorize. Memorization. Organize. Organization.
Listening test. 1. The regions of China have different kinds of food. 2. Chinese people like their food to be very fresh. 3. Food is good if it appeals to our senses of sight, smell, and taste. 4. Sichuan dishes contain chilies and spices, but Guangdong food is lighter. 5. Chinese tea can be black, semi-black, green, or white. 6. It's over 1,000 years since China started exporting tea. 7. The word tea comes from the Chinese character cha. 8. A drink made from wheat is the oldest liquor anyone has ever found. 9. A good chef can make over 80 dishes from a duck. 10. The filling for mooncake can be ham, sausage, fruit, or nuts.